Holland and Zeeland, next to the Youth for Christ store and donation center. Save up to $500 on beautiful Shaw floors for your home at Carpet Bonanza and help the St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. The You Save, We Give sale event ends November 18th at Carpet Bonanza.
WHTC, Holland's hometown station. 23 minutes before 9 o'clock, 8:37 is our time. 46 degrees in Holland, and it's time to talk a little bit about the world and the U.S. as it is today with the chairman of the Democratic Party for Ottawa County, Doug Zylstra, as he joins us every second Monday. And Doug, good morning and welcome aboard.
Morning, Gary. Thanks for having me on.
It is Veterans Day, and let's set aside the politics for a few moments to talk about the reason why we have this day on the calendar, because it is Remembrance Day on the other side of the pond. It's a day to remember those who serve just as much as Memorial Day. It's for not only those who have given their lives, but also those who are actively serving.
Sure, exactly.
Now,
we appreciate a lot of the service that has happened. And go on, sir.
Okay, I was just going to say there's going to be a service at Holland High School at 9:45. As we speak, Holland Christian is holding its service as we speak, and also they'll be marching in the rain down in Saugatuck around 11 o'clock. But really, it's a chance for people to stop and thank a vet.
Exactly.
As we get into the situation involving veterans, there has been calls for more funding. Especially for those who have suffered non-bleeding injuries, the traumatic injuries and the like. And I would assume that this is something that has been championed not only by the senators Stabenow and Levin, but also some of the Democratic representatives from the Michigan delegation.
Sure. No, I think it's a bipartisan consensus that, you know, we have to do right by our veterans. And, you know, whether they were wartime veterans or peacetime veterans, I think, you know, they all served and they all deserve their due.
But it's a tight line, though, Doug, isn't it, between making sure they get the benefits, but also making sure that it is prudently responsible?
No, and I think that we have that with any program that we offer. You know, we say, what is the limit of our, you know, of our duties as people? They have served, and they've served in war, they've served in peace. Yeah, I think it's an important issue. I think that when it comes to veterans, I think we need to err on the side of, you know, making sure we do right by them.
Concerns about, at this point, about the president getting everybody out of Afghanistan, or at least the bulk of the forces, on his timetable at this point?
I think the consensus is 2014. I did read something about, you know, that may take a little bit longer. Not sure exactly how that's going to settle out.
But is there a concern that, you know, it's another situation where, yeah, you'd like to say we want to do it by X amount of time, but when it doesn't happen, especially, you know, considering what's gone on so far, it doesn't make the White House look very good.
Well, I think you can't say we're going to have hard dates on any of this. And I think we've talked about this in presidential elections and congressional elections. And, you know, what does let's try to get out by X date mean in taking facts on the ground into consideration. I think we, you know, personally, we need to make sure we leave Afghanistan within a timely fashion and make sure that it is a sustainable, you know, situation when we leave, whether that means that we get everybody out in 2014 or, you know, some people stay into 2015, 2016.
Doug Zylstra, who is the chair of the Democratic Party, joins us, as he does every second Monday here on 1450 WHTC, to talk about some of the issues of the day. The young man from Kalamazoo, Dr. Seymour, I believe, is the one that has angling to get the Democratic nomination to run against Fred Upton in next year's congressional race. Now, as close as he was here, closest to the lakeshore, closest to the Holland area, he came during a series of rallies throughout the district, was in Allegan. Do you know much about him?
And I don't know much about him. You know, I'm the chair of the Ottawa Dems, and that's the second congressional. It's basically everything Bill Huizinga. Nothing of Fred's district touches Ottawa County. I have heard a little bit about him. I think as far as the second congressional, we're considering our candidates and working through our options, and that's been our focus.
Is it early to start targeting or having people come forward and saying, hey, I'm interested in it? Or are you getting some people that says, you know, maybe we need to get an alternative to Representative Huizinga?
Whether it's too early on our side to have a candidate? No, it's not too early on our side to have a candidate. I mean, there are active discussions. And for me, you know, the sooner the better.
Will that candidate come from north of here, do you think, more than anything else, Muskegon area?
I can't tell. We're pretty far south from the second congressional, so it's, you know, anything north of here is basically, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just saying because...
North or west, but we are sitting in Holland where the
more of a concentration, I would think.
Right, exactly. Yeah, definitely.
But also maybe some Granville people as well because of the fact that the district has changed a little
bit. Exactly.
Well.
We can bring in candidates, you know, in Kent County, which, you know, wasn't always the case. I mean, yes, the second congressional did touch on Kent County briefly, you know, in the last redistricting. But, you know, we have opportunities to look for candidates a little bit into Granville, into Kentwood, and, you know, hopefully some people have experience serving.
What's your take on the story we reported on last week out of Lansing where the state Senate passed a resolution basically on long party lines saying that there should be a federal balanced budget amendment to the Constitution. They're trying to have Michigan join with a number of other states. I think there's 17 that's already come on board. If there's 34, the you know Congress has got to take it up. What's your take on having basically tying the government's hands in Washington to make sure that the budget is balanced?
Here's what I think about the balanced budget. We have local municipalities have to balance their budgets. States have to balance their budgets. But I think to have states, local and federal balancing their budget won't allow us to have a stopgap buffer. You know, we saw in 2008, 2009, we had a huge recession. And the only reason that it didn't get tremendously worse is that the federal government can run a deficit and absorb some of that fiscal, you know, contraction.
However, there are those who could say that it's mortgaging the future in that regard.
I wouldn't want to destroy the present to mortgage the future. It's great to think about, you know, the long-term scenario, but if in the short term we have, you know, 15-20% unemployment, that's going to not only affect us in the present, obviously, we're also affecting our future generations because these folks are not getting work. So I think focusing on 5, 10, 15 years down the road and not focusing on what's happening right now does a disservice to people who are looking for work right now and for their kids and for their future economic or employment opportunities.
And finally, Doug Zylstra, I know you only speak for Ottawa County and Ottawa County Democrats, but you watch. You're a political animal. You see how things on a nationwide scale goes. It's off year elections. It's not even 2014 yet. But some of the national results at the ballot box, is it too early to say it's anything to read out of it between now and a year from now when voters go in, what we saw nationwide this past Tuesday?
You're talking about the Virginia and the New Jersey?
So,
I don't really think so. I mean, Chris Christie is kind of a unique individual. Virginia was a tight race, and that's been a purple state. So I don't think those changed anything. I think 2014 is going to be, you know, a heavily fought cycle. And I think you're going to have, you know, a lot of different factors playing into that.
Doug Zylstra, as always, we appreciate you joining us. Some of the issues and some of the political issues as goes on to get your take as the chairman of the Ottawa County Democratic Party. Wish you well next couple of weeks, and I'll see you in 2 weeks, sir.
Thanks, Gary. Have a great Veterans Day.
Thank you very much. Doug Zylstra, who's the chair of the Ottawa County Democratic Party here on 1450 WHTC. WHTC, Holland's hometown station, 46 degrees in Holland, 14 minutes before 9 o'clock, 8:46 is